Good morning.
Good morning.
I really wasn't going to wear my sweater up here, but I'm living in Haiti, and this air conditioning is just killing me. I was hoping to spend the next 15 minutes just talking about what my organization is doing to bring preventive health care to an isolated region of Haiti. And I also, sadly, being an executive director, all I do is look for money. I do say that I have no relationships to disclose. So for those of you that are a little vague on your geography, Haiti is about an hour and a half flight from Miami due south, southeast actually, and it shares the island of Hispaniola with the Dominican Republic. We have been working, the Children's Nutrition Program has been working in Laogán, the commune of Laogán, which is about 18 miles south of Port-au-Prince, and about a two-hour car drive. We've been there for about 14 years, and we've been focusing mainly on the treatment and prevention of acute malnutrition. In early 2011, we found that the acute malnutrition rate had gone down from 24% when we started 14 years ago, down to less than 3%, which was a really good thing. Except that low birth weight babies, chronic malnutrition, and micronutrient deficiencies were still rampant. It was at that time in 2011 that we decided to stop and kind of think about where we were going to go from there. And we decided to increase the scope of our work to include improving the health and nutrition of women and children. It was clear that women's issues are ultimately children's issues, and that if we could improve the nutrition, of children, we had to improve the nutrition and health of their mothers. We began this this process by defining our population. We work mainly in the rural mountainous regions of Laogán, and over the course of a year, we mapped by GPS and registered well over 13,000 homes and well over 56,000 people in a family-based census. We recruited and trained over 400 volunteer mothers, and they were used to aid our community nutrition workers in doing their job in the communities. We have 33 community nutrition workers who work in the areas in which they live. And they were chosen by the communities, have been with us a long time, and are widely respected members of their community. This slide is just basically to underscore the fact that Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere by far, and has the worst health indicators in the Western Hemisphere. So in 2011, while we were making this transition over, we did a needs assessment in the 10 rural mountainous regions of Laogán, and the results showed us what we already knew, and that was that healthcare services were lacking, and this included preventive healthcare services. The barriers that were identified in this needs assessment were inability to pay. And this was not just inability to pay for the service, it was inability to pay for the transport to get to the service. Service availability, services that were available were often not reliable. There were massive stockouts, healthcare staff just not showing up to whatever clinic it was. The third was accessibility of services. The services were almost always too far away for realistic expectations of utilization. And then fourth, perception of need. People said they have never used preventive services, so why start? And in Haiti, if you've ever worked there, I'm not sure if this is because of voodoo or maybe related in some way. There's a big external locus of control. They believe that everything that happens to them is fate, destiny. So to actually tell them that there's something that they can do that can change their lives, it's a very hard thing to show. So breaking it down by preventive health care service, family planning. According to our assessment, half of all sexually active respondents used contraceptives. But because of the stockouts, almost all of them were not taking it consistently because they would run out or come close to running out, and then there would be no more depot or more condoms. They said that lack of access was overwhelmingly their main reason. Growth monitoring of children under the age of 5, considering where the children's nutrition program was pretty grim, 10% of the mothers had growth monitoring done for their children in the last 2 months. And the main reason was that the rally posts that we used to do this were too far away. Prenatal care, 57%, which was higher than I thought it would be, reported having more than 3 prenatal visits. But I think we should have rephrased the question, because they over half said other when they were asked who did the prenatal visit. So I'm not sure what that is. And for there, the reasons were not necessary, too far away, no money. Vaccinations actually are very important to the Haitian people. They try very hard to get their kids vaccinated. It showed 70% had brought their kids for vaccinations in the last 2 months. Problems with vaccinations, however, are the community health workers are the ones that do that, not us, and there are massive stockouts. There are problems of payment of salary, so they don't go down the mountain to get the vaccines. I think, as well, even the parents that do get vaccinations for their children, the cold chain has been broken a lot. So, what did we do with this information? Well, we took a 4-pronged approach. The first one, community engagement, was definitely the most important for us. We shared the results of our need assessment with the communities, every community. And then we facilitated the development of 67 active community health committees and 72 active women's groups across this area. And with these groups, we talked to them about the importance of preventive care and the need that they had in their villages to be able to access preventive care. After talking and discussing for months about this, we really did get buy-in from these groups. And then we asked them to interact with their communities on behalf of a preventive health initiative, which they did. And it worked very well, because anyone knows if you're trying to get anything done in a community, whether it's here in the States or somewhere else, if you don't have engagement by the community and buy-in, you're going to fail. The second thing we did was we brought services to the villages and increased the number of posts that were out there so that the women did not have to walk so far. And these rally posts were supposed to be one-stop shops for preventive health care services. The third thing is we made them free. And fourth, we took a proactive approach to issues surrounding cultural and personal beliefs regarding preventive health care. And this meant all our volunteer mothers and our community nutrition workers were told, don't be afraid to confront people on what they say to you. If they say this isn't important, you tell them why. If they say I don't need this because I've had 3 children and everything went fine, you tell them why it's important. And they have done this. Our supervision has shown that they really have not had any problems confronting the community people on some of the beliefs that they have toward preventive care. So we're just coming back with initial results now. It's been pretty new, but so we started holding vaccinations, growth monitoring, micronutrient supplementation, family planning. We started giving incentives to women for going down the mountain to get more than 3 prenatal care visits, and we started distributing bed nets for pregnant women. And we did this every month like clockwork until the people knew that we were going to be there and we would have supplies. And we saw some interesting things. Attendance at the rally posts increased by 36%, and I think it will continue to increase. We saw a small but significant rise in contraceptive usage, but now it's without stockouts. Growth monitoring in children under 5 is now up to 94% from 10%, and this was because we put a whole big focus on this. If 2 months went by and a child did not come in for growth monitoring, we actually went to their home and said, why were you not at the rally post? And so that has really made the mothers understand how important that is. And then overall satisfaction with services was quite high. We were happy with that. But we still have a lot to do. We're hoping over the next couple of years to phase in prenatal and postpartum care at the rally posts and through home visits. We would like to start VIA cervical cancer screening also at the rally posts. So it's a work in progress. I hope you guys stay tuned. We're hoping for great things. And I thank you for your time.